All right. Welcome to your daily dose of awesome. Your life 15 minutes daily, motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. What is up, everybody? So I am pretty excited about today's topic. And now I got to warn you, if you are seeing the title, you see Barack Obama, Donald Trump, this will not be a political rant of any kind. It's more of an analysis, somewhat of analysis. I haven't dived too deep into it, but there's some obvious things that I saw happen in their campaigns that I want to point out that can be insanely valuable for your businesses and for anything you do online that's a promotion type strategy. So today's topic is what Barack Obama and Donald Trump can teach us about promoting network marketing businesses online today. And these lessons also apply to any business that you are currently marketing and promoting on the internet. I'm just going to do things in the context of network marketing, if that's okay. So first of all, if you're new to our broadcast, my name is Fernie Savalas. I'm a lead generation and online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, and direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses. So what we teach works, and our clients have produced hundreds of millions of dollars as well. And so let me see, make sure, I think I got a notification. I want to make sure that I'm live here. All right, cool. I think I'm okay. Fantastic. What is up? Hey guys, how's it going? All right. You guys hear me okay? Fantastic. All right, sweet. All right, so let me hop into a few things now. As you will see, the training we deliver here every single day on the Daily Dose of Awesome is insanely valuable. I go through a lot of effort to make sure it is well worth your time. Now, if you're new to our training and this is your first time, or maybe just haven't subscribed yet to these daily lives, please do so right now. I highly recommend you subscribe. You basically, if you're watching this on your phone, all you need to do is on the top right corner, just click with your finger, and then a little ellipsis symbol will show up. Click again, and then a menu will pop up where you'll be able to like our fan page, follow us, and turn on notifications so you get notified. A little ping on your phone every time we go live, and that ping will serve as a reminder whether you want to watch this live or watch this later as a recording. Totally up to you. Then you can do that live. I highly recommend you join us live, because that's going to give you the opportunity to interact with us, interact with our community, ask questions. You'll be able to meet some cool people that are also joining us live. So I recommend you do that. If you're watching this on desktop, you can do the exact same thing, except all you need to do is just scroll up to our logo, click on Elite Marketing Pro. That'll take you to our fan page. And on that like button, you click the like button. And on that same like button, after you've liked us, there's a pull-down menu where you can also turn on notifications, specifically video and live post notifications. That's how we deliver our most important content. So that's it for our little intro. What is up, everybody? Hi, Dagmar. Arnold, what's up, man? Cynthia, Billy, Tracy, Scott, how's it going? Awesome. And again, if you are an Elite Marketing Pro member, if you have your personal link that you can use to refer people with this video, so go ahead and share that right now. I will be, in an hour from now, I will be adding our own link for our website in the description, but right now it's naked, so go ahead and do that right now to make sure you get maximum benefit from sharing this incredible content. So let's hop right into the content. I want to start with a story, and so it might surprise some of you. You know, some of you who are very into politics either will be like what I have to say or not like what I have to say as it relates to this story. But it's all good. This is part of our, it's part of my story. So back in 2007, I was actually involved in a relationship, and I had a connection with the actual inside of the Hillary Clinton campaign, and so I was basically I was on the ground for some of these caucuses and primaries. And in particular, I was in Texas towards the end of the primary campaign between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And so at this point, it was pretty clear that Barack was going to, pull it off. Obama was going to become the nominee, although, Clinton still had a slight chance. And then I actually got to see on the ground how the Clinton campaign was being run. And on social media, I got to see how the Obama campaign was being run as well. Not personally, but just watching it on social media and unfold. And Barack Obama even had his own social network. It was my.barackobama.com. I don't know if that's still live or not. So, you know, Barack Obama had social network. He had social media. So he was highly integrated, involved in Twitter, Facebook, MySpace at the time. And so, and then you had the Hillary Clinton campaign, which was a political machine, but it was kind of an old machine. And I got to see it firsthand where, so one of the things that happens is you canvas. Canvassing is when you actually give people a list of names of undecided voters or people that might be leaning one way or another. And you basically give them the list of names and you have them actually go to their houses and, you know, try to talk them into voting for your preferred candidate. So that's called canvassing. And so I saw how the Clinton campaign was handing out names for canvassing. It basically would have the list of names on a computer in a database. It would print them out and then it would cut, you know, it literally print them out. So like stack of papers. And then it would just, you know, split up the pieces of paper, staple them, and then give them to the different groups so that they can canvass their particular area. And so that was like, oh, okay, interesting. That's fascinating. And then I later read how Barack Obama, or how he says campaign, not him himself, would organize the canvassing. What they would do is they would utilize social media. And the list of names were distributed through social networks. Particularly, all announcements were sent out through Twitter, Facebook, etc. And then he used his my.barackobama.com site, which was a social network in and of itself, to basically organize people, get them into groups, kind of like what a Facebook group does now. And then through those groups, because those groups were regional, they would distribute the list of names and immediately went out. So the difference was in the Clinton campaign, they were handing out physical papers to get out. I mean, they considered this like sensitive information. They didn't want to, I guess maybe they wanted to keep it somewhat confidential and only give it to specific people. But with the Obama campaign, they were just distributing these lists to people through social media and specifically through their social network and organized everybody through the internet. And that was the difference. That was that's when I saw that truly, it was, you know, Barack Obama was going to become the next president of the United States because he had such a more efficient way of doing what he was supposed to be doing. Marketing, essentially. That's what a presidential campaign is, marketing. And so the fascinating thing is, like, so they're both doing the same thing. They're both doing canvassing. They're both following the strategies that are laid out in politics, except one was doing it in a much more efficient way, utilizing technology, leveraging the speed of light that the internet offers us, as opposed to waiting for somebody to print something out and then, you know, getting the printouts and then sorting the printouts and then handing them to the different groups in one building and then those people disperse. When you're able to, like, this, you know, basically distribute those lists through groups on social media, you don't need to have people show up at any particular physical location in order to get this information out, in order to get them mobilized. And for me, that's the difference between what we offer here at Elite Marketing Pro and what where the rest of the industry in network marketing is still stuck in. We are offering basically a more efficient way of doing what you're already doing, utilizing technology on a very different scale. So the fundamentals of network marketing and business and marketing never change. The mediums you use in order to convey your message is what's changing. And so that's what, you know, in terms of what Barack Obama did, that's essentially was his advantage. And there's a book that I bought. It's called Barack Obama's Social Media Lessons for Business. And you can actually go to barack20.com. This website is really old. It's from 2008, basically. This book was written in 2008. Some of the stuff is a little outdated, like this talks about MySpace and some other networks I've never heard of. But even then, the lessons will still be extremely valuable. So I recommend you guys check this out. You'll glean some lessons as to how basically Barack Obama entered the 21st century using social media when the rest of the political world was pretty much unaware of what was happening with social media and how powerful of an organizational tool it can be. Fast forward to 2016. Now we have Donald Trump using social media and messaging in a very different way. So you have Donald Trump was not, you know, the super organized person. So they didn't do a lot of canvassing in the Trump campaign. They did some, but canvassing old school politics was not the deal. So what Barack Obama did is he took the old political model and just made it a lot more efficient, a lot more organized. What Donald Trump did was he pretty much kind of wrecked the old political model. But there were some elements of what Barack Obama did that basically, you know, Donald Trump, you know, utilized in his campaign. So the old political model has to do with retail politics, you know, shaking hands and meeting people face to face and all that stuff. Does it remind you of something? You know, going out, you know, cold market prospecting and meeting people face to face. That's, you know, that's the equivalent of retail politics. And so there's also a ground game. So the canvassing is part of the ground game, where you're actually knocking on doors and trying to convey your message. And so that's the old political model. Pollsters and quants, there was they relied heavily on data, on this data that wasn't very accurate, to kind of hone their message. What Donald Trump did was very different. Is one, he utilized social media. He took the lessons of being able to get your message out there quickly and mobilize people quickly through social media. So he didn't have to do a lot of the retail politics and shaking hands. He didn't have a very sophisticated ground game. He continued to discredit the polls because he was behind. So he continued to discredit the polls. It's like, these polls don't matter. What Donald Trump did very effectively was three things. He utilized social media to get his message out, whether you liked his message or not. And there was also, you know, a lesson in how he delivered his message. So social media, he was using social media, so he got those lessons from Donald Trump. Another lesson that he gleaned from the Obama campaign, which he took to a whole other level, was simplicity of message. So you don't get extra points in marketing for being the smartest guy. You don't get extra points for making making it seem like you're smarter than everybody else. The simplicity of his message was what's most striking about the Donald Trump campaign, and he kept repeating the messages over and over and over again. So he didn't dive into the weeds, into the politics. He focused on the benefit. He focused on what was he going to give people, and the messages were simple. And finally, his messages were extremely targeted. And so that's something you can learn in marketing and in promoting anything. His messages were extremely targeted. The reason he was polarizing, and there's a lot of people, a lot of my friends that like to think, like to believe that you know, Donald Trump is this buffoon that is not very bright. I disagree. I thought it was a strategy the entire time, and so the simplicity of message was intentional. I've heard Donald Trump in interviews from the past, and he can sound very sophisticated and very cordial and very nice, and so the ultimate gentleman. And so that's not the Donald Trump we saw in the political campaign. So because he was targeting a specific group, he was targeting people in the Midwest, in the Rust Belt, which happened to be also the states that would be up for battle as far as the battleground states were concerned. And so his message was extremely targeted. So people say, well, he lost the popular vote or whatever. It doesn't matter. He wasn't trying to win the popular vote. He was trying to win the election. So his messages were very targeted, very simple, and very targeted to a certain group of people that can pretty much sway the election one way or another. What he was counting on is that he was counting on that the Republican base would stay with him, and that you know, the Democratic base is not going to vote for him anyway, so who cares about them? But he did basically scrape up a lot of traditional Democratic voters through his targeted messaging. He knew exactly what it was they wanted, and he focused on that message, kept it simple, and hit on it over and over and over again. So Barack Obama didn't have that level of marketing sophistication. He was more aspirational, used social media to mobilize people, etc. Donald Trump, you know, he's not like a eloquent speaker. So what he did was he focused on message. There's a cool, if you guys do a Google search on, you do copywriting Donald Trump, there's a really great post that's titled, I think, 11 persuasive copywriting tips I learned from Donald Trump. It was actually written last year after the primaries, and actually was recently updated. But 11 copywriting tips I learned from Donald Trump. You can actually just Google search copywriting and Donald Trump, And you'll actually you'll get a breakdown as to the kind of like the copywriting genius that went into his messaging. So Donald Trump not only utilized social media, he kept his messaging simple, and his marketing message made up for his lack of ground game and lack of organization. And that, proved to be the difference in this election. I'm sure there'll be books written on what Trump did in order to win the election. I suggest focusing on the marketing side of things, not the political stuff, for the sake of your business, and also for the sake of just remaining sane, because a lot of that stuff can be pretty negative. And so, I'll for this link for this the copywriting article, the 11 tips copywriting tips I learned from Donald Trump. I'll post that in the description after I'm done with this live. So I'll post it not in the description, but in the comments, so you guys can go at it, or you can just simply search copywriting Donald Trump, and then you can pretty much find it right there. 11 tips on copywriting that I learned from Donald Trump. And so, how does this all this kind of like hone in on how do you bring it kind of bring it back to your network marketing business? Well, it's quite simple. I already talked about using technology to become more efficient, and that's essentially what we offer here at Elite Marketing Pro. It's about utilizing technology to do all the things you need to do in your network marketing business, do it more efficiently, and also eliminate some of the pain or a lot of the pain associated with doing things in a traditional way. So Donald Trump, rather than kind of doing the canvassing and doing all the ground game and retail politics, whatever, he decided to focus on his marketing message. And so what we teach at Elite Marketing Pro is exactly that: how to hone in on your message so that it's actually compelling. And the first clue is that you do not use the messaging from your company. You do not use their videos. You do not use their logos or any of that on social media. So your message has to be different than that. And that's what we essentially teach here at Elite Marketing. We show you how to post properly on social media so that you become attractive. We show you how to advertise your message out there, and so that when you actually spend any dollar on any type of advertising or boosted posts or sponsored posts on Facebook, that message is actually going to result in somebody to talk to, and a lot of people to talk to. One of our members right now, she's going to be doing a training this month, is basically utilizing Facebook advertising to target other people's audiences, and then basically directly funnels them into a phone conversation about their goals as it relates to creating wealth and happiness and health in their businesses. And then through that kind of phone conversation, she sends them in whatever direction is appropriate. One of those options is her network marketing business. Another option is the products that her network marketing business offers. Another option is if maybe they're already involved in network marketing, she refers them to us. And either way, those conversations are constructive. So if you want to learn more about how we do this here at Elite Marketing Pro, how we basically utilize these lessons that were gleaned to us by the Obama campaign and the Trump campaign, and kind of apply them directly to your network marketing business, and I highly recommend you go to elitemarketingpro.com and opt in and become part of our newsletter subscribers. We're giving away a free social media recruiting guide that you can get on our at elitemarketingpro.com. You can also get our attraction marketing boot camp, which is a little slightly more advanced, I guess, video lessons on how it is that you can actually market and promote your business on a mass scale. So go check that out. What's up, guys? I hope that thanks a lot for posting those links, guys. And Barack 2.0. Now, if there's any site or any particular study that's done as it relates to marketing and Donald Trump, I'll definitely put that out there. Again, none of this was meant to be political. It's mainly just an observation of what it is I saw in these campaigns and what made them effective. And the bottom line is that the old way of politics is, if it's not dead, it's going to be transformed radically into a new way of doing politics, and it's going to be heavily dependent on marketing message, social media. I think Donald Trump, Obama, but definitely Donald Trump, completely shattered the mold. And so we're going to be seeing a whole new way of doing politics. Hopefully, it's something you want to watch, but I doubt it. Either way, that's what's happening here in the network marketing space. The old way of doing things, it's slowly dying. And then the new way of doing things, which has been around and proven for over a decade, is not only here to stay, but it's going to greatly impact all of our businesses, whether you participate or not. So take care, everybody. Thanks so much for being a part of this. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Cynthia. Thanks so much, guys. Charles, Odie. As far as sharing the link, If you want to learn how to share these videos, if you're an EMP member, there's a post inside of the Facebook group, our private Facebook group for our members. It's pinned to the top. Go check that out. It gives you specific instructions on how to do it. You got about an hour. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome day.